Good morning, Lee.
7 days ago, we chatted about electric cars. This week, let's delve a little bit bigger with the gear available with electric storage.
That's right, yeah. So, you know, we're into the big stuff today. Transport, moving people. Having more people in the same vehicle heading in the same direction makes a lot of sense. But one of the most efficient ways of doing this is using a bus. Now, I don't know if you knew this, Lee, but China is all over this. Did you know that they have over 400,000 electric battery buses?
That is incredible. I didn't know that. That's a lot of buses. And given the phenomenal population of China, I suspect they're going to need a lot more.
I think you're right. And also, did you know, it costs around about $400,000 to $600,000 to buy an electric bus.
Wow.
That sounds a lot, but I didn't realise this either, but it costs generally over $200,000 to buy a diesel bus. And when you factor the running costs over a large bus over their entire lifespan, I reckon they come out about the same.
So battery-powered buses do exist then?
They certainly do, and growing in number. Now, mining is another area that has a high fossil fuel dependency for their big machines. Now, I'm probably not going to talk about open cut, because that's a different kettle of fish.
Yep.
But there is now battery-electric versions for underground mining. Underground loaders, scalers, drill rigs, trucks are becoming more mainstream.
So I guess it saves them on operating costs.
That's right, but being underground and not having to deal with exhaust fumes is an important thing. You know, like, I don't know if you noticed, Lee, but I used to work underground in underground mining for many, many years.
Didn't know that, Adrian, no.
No, and people used to ask me what it was like. I used to say, if you ever wanted to experience it, just lock yourself in a wardrobe with a light stuck to your head, with a sprinkler and a Victor lawnmower going at full noise, and you won't be too far away from what it's like. But breathing the exhaust fumes is what stuck in my mind as what I disliked the most. Now, here is the financial reason why electric is going to dominate the underground mining scene. In one mine, they've done the numbers on this, if they had used diesel equipment, it was going to require a 30 megawatt power plant to ventilate and cool the mine, and all electric mine was only 15 megawatt, which over the lifespan of the mine would be millions and millions of dollars. And in this example, as if you're plugged into the grid, about a $6.5 million saving per year. And if it was a really remote mine using diesel power plants, it would be double that.
Okay, so there's the numbers. Then we have battery electric trucks.
Yeah, and once again, the biggest issue here is range. This might just require a rethink how we shift freight. So, like, you'd use electric trains to do the long haul sections to distribution hubs, and then you do short hop final deliveries are done by electric trucks. This is to be looking to be one of the European models moving forward. And to be honest, I think it would be the only way I could ever work over here with the technology that stands today. Diesel being such an energy-compressed liquid hydrocarbon means it will have the advantage over most energy forms for a while in regards to range. Though this is also another area, Lee, it's a new technology, or maybe is it old? It works a lot like the old trams, but on a highway. So large sections of the highway have a catenary or overhead power cables that the electric trucks sort of drive under and hook into, and they use this to power their motors and charge their batteries for the long distance bits. And then they use their batteries when they need to come off the main route to deliver into towns, and then they head back to the highway, hook back up, replenish their batteries, and away they go again. And trials are underway in Rotterdam and Germany using this.
Okay, that's very interesting indeed. So lastly for this week, let's look at electric planes.
That's it. Gravity and friction are the biggest issues to overcome here. And on a plane, you don't want gravity to win. So there are electric planes available. And I didn't realise they were as big as what they are. The biggest is about the size of a Learjet. But once again, the range is the biggest limiting factor. But this is pretty cool. I didn't know this either. Over half the world's aeroplane trips are under 500 kilometres, which is technically well in the range of an electric plane. And the running cost would be around half that of a fossil fuel-powered plane. So I don't think I'll be around long enough to see myself ever boarding an all-electric long-haul flight to the other side of the planet. Though it is potentially possible I might one day jump on a small plane with electric-powered turbines for the short hop over Bass Strait to Melbourne. Now, lastly, Lee, I think you might like this one. This week, to jazz things up a bit, we are introducing a weekly renewable energy or energy efficiency interesting fun fact, something you can slip into the conversation at your next barbecue or gathering and make you the coolest cat in the room. I think you're already the coolest cat in the room, Lee, so you probably won't get much out of this.
That'll be perfect for a dinner party, mate.
So that's it. So this week's dinner party delicious diatribe is, more solar energy hits the Earth's surface in just 1 hour than the entirety of humanity consumes in one whole year. put that into perspective. It's a pretty cool fact.
It is a good fact, and thanks for bringing that to the table this morning. And you at DMS Energy are an electrical contracting company, operates right here on the Northwest Coast.
That's it, we are. We do commercial, domestic electrical work, heating, cooling. We specialise in supply and design installation of solar systems of any size and shape and type. 13 years strong, you're in safe hands with DMS Energy.
Okay, it speaks for itself, 13 years strong. Whereabouts do we find you?
You'll find us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or you can give us a call on 1300 502 599 or on the Facebook or www.dmsenergy.net.au.
We'll say you're on Facebook, we'll see you at dmsenergy.net.au, and we'll catch you again in 7 days' time for more power savers. Adrian, Luke, have a great day and a great week.
Thanks.